Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. It's a beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where Brooksine and I prepare these messages. And let us introduce ourselves for first-time listeners. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple, who each weekday for now over 10 years have prepared these messages, and in increasingly a variety of ways, we like to share them with people all over the world, including this podcast. Today's message is called Dealing with Worry. The scripture text is a portion of the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ from Matthew 6, 31 and 32.
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
I can't recall whether I read it on a sign one time or on a saying in a book, but a statement that says, quote, worry is the dark room where negatives are developed. Let's read that again. Worry is the dark room where negatives are developed.
Worry is the result of failing to practice active faith in God's constant care over us. Our faith must be active and constant, for when there's a lapse, worry can wrap its tentacles around our heart. And we know that can lead to negativity and fear.
The source of worry for our Lord's initial hearers here in the Sermon on the Mount are all objects familiar to us: food, drink, and clothing. However, the issue is not what shall we eat or drink or wear in the sense of choosing between a variety of abundant food choices, or what style of clothing to wear from the many choices in a large wardrobe, such as we may take it today.
No, much of the world has no idea of what it's like to have a large wardrobe or an abundant food pantry. Jesus is speaking of basic necessities, not luxuries. Thus, he is speaking of legitimate concerns his initial hearers had. But much of our anxiety is prompted from the desire that things should happen as we wish and for our pleasure and comfort, rather than fundamentally as God wills for our growth and maturity.
Worry leads to fear and doubt, but trust leads to faith and confidence. The word worry here translates a Greek word, merimnao, that has the sense of turning over and over in the mind, or being divided. And isn't that what we do when we worry? We just turn it over and over in our minds. It seems to me that this division in our minds that precedes worry is fundamentally this: will God take care of my needs, or will he be negligent in his promises?
But Jesus said that our Heavenly Father knows what we need. And the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4:19, a scripture that many of us have quoted for years, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Is that true or not?
Is God ever exasperated? Do you suppose he ever throws up his hands at a situation and proclaims, oh my, what am I going to do now? Of course not. He's always in complete control, even though we, in our very, very finite understanding, are not always able to comprehend his ways or timing. When I read of events such as the cyclone over in former Burma, or the huge earthquake in China, and the scores of deaths and suffering souls, well, we pray for them as a family. And I really wonder how it all works out.
But faith ultimately requires that we trust God and wait to see how it will all work out for good. And we just may not understand until we get to heaven.
What are you worried about today? What is robbing you of, quote, the peace that passeth all understanding, end quote? Oswald Chambers wrote, worry is an indication that we think God cannot look after us.
Today, let us rest in the assurance that it's his nature, God's nature, to love and care for his own, ultimately expressed in his provision of salvation. Psalm 145, verse 13. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made.
I end this part of the message with a song probably dating back some 25 years, maybe longer, from a group called the Second Chapter of Acts that just ends this theme so well before Brooksine prays. It's from a song called Mansion Builder, and it goes like this. So why should I worry? Why should I fret? 'Cause I've got a mansion builder who ain't through with me yet. That is indeed the way it's written, using the word ain't, but I like the sense of that song, The Mansion Builder. Brooksine will now lead us in a word of prayer.
Father, you are the great provider who meets all our needs. We turn to worry when we consider ourselves to be the source of our provisions rather than Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. There is nothing we lack when we commit our ways to you and ask you to provide for our needs. You know what we have need of before we ask it. But you're pleased that we acknowledge you to be our heavenly benefactor who provides all our natural, physical, and spiritual resources. When our hearts are secure in you, we have no fear, and in the end, we will look in triumph on our foes. That's because we serve a caring and generous God who faithfully watches over us, especially during times of testing. Amen.
Amen. And may God grant each of our listeners peace today, for we know it seems there's always something before us that we're capable of worrying about. Well, it is a joy to share a perspective from God's Word with you each weekday. We want to apologize. We did not get a message out yesterday, and we know some of our podcast listeners and certainly readers are accustomed to our daily posts. I had a very early trip to Hershey with Brooksine yesterday. Most of you that follow the series know she broke her ankle last week, and she had a follow-up appointment yesterday morning at 8:15. We did expect to get back, but while we were in the doctor's exam room, in fact, we received a call with a ministry need that needed attention. And Brooksine primarily had an opportunity to spend some time yesterday ministering to a very troubled soul. By the time we got home, it was early afternoon, and since it normally takes several hours minimum to prepare these messages, we just decided to not prepare one yesterday. We're glad to be back online today and back with our podcast. Little update on Brooksine. She will have day surgery on Friday to have a plate inserted in her broken ankle. Due to her pulled ligaments, the plate is needed to stabilize the broken bone. She is extremely limited, but is starting to adjust to her new lifestyle and doing pretty well at it. She's still sitting right here beside me, and not what we would have expected or requested, but we also count her blessings, although she's the one suffering from the perspective of the dear folks in China and Burma and Midwestern tornadoes and war deaths and injuries. Auto accidents, severe diseases, oh my, it's a big deal as far as her pain, but we consider all the hurting folks, including likely some even listening or reading her material today. Well, we do have some additional material on the website today. I had a beautiful picture that was taken right up the road from us near a cemetery of a Presbyterian church of a row of irises. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Wednesday, May 8th. Also have quite a selection of music today, and all of it is rather old-time music, but just fits the theme. We have a video of Does Jesus Care? A video of His Eye is on the Sparrow. These are just links to YouTube embedded videos on a separate page I make. And as I was preparing the work, it occurred to me that this weekend, Dottie Rambo, a rather famous gospel singer and songwriter, was killed in a bus accident right along I-44 in southern Missouri near the town of Mount Vernon, where I preached my very first sermon nearly 35 years ago. And in honor of Dottie Rambo, I've got a video up of one of her, I guess, my favorite songs that she's written, called He Looked Beyond My Fault. Sung, incidentally, in a local church setting by a young man. It's not professionally produced, but my, does he have a good voice. And finally, Just in the pursuit of songs, I came across a song called No More Night. And although it's not specifically related to worry, boy, does it offer a powerful perspective, including an introduction by Johnny. Well, thank you for joining us today. Have a blessed day. May you be encouraged and have the deep abiding assurance of God's love and care.